Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show.
We're all just hostages in Kawhi Leonard's world, awaiting word, we think today, but man, from his weird laugh to his insouciance in the face of any kind of attention, it's so different now that he's won a championship. At the time, we were laughing. It was just him getting the last laugh in advance. RomeandHabitake.com if you want to send us an email. Jim, of course, on Twitter, at Jim Rome, JimRome.com. I'm on Twitter as well, Sports Writer, Sports R-E-I-T-E-R. And again, as you know, phone number 1-800-636-8686. Tracy Murray was a longtime and now former Lakers assistant coach, connected to that Lakers organization, won an NBA championship with the Rockets way back in the 90s. He'll be on in about 35 minutes, and we'll get his perspective on what the Lakers can offer Kawhi Leonard and really how that works. And whether or not Kawhi would see in LeBron James an inducement or an obstacle to just enjoying his life. Kawhi Leonard, clearly a guy, based on his Spurs experience, who doesn't want to go to a place where he's going to be disrespected. And he talked about this post-NBA championship with the Raptors, that the way people viewed him, the idea that he was somehow dishonorable with San Antonio, it irked him as much as Kawhi communicates anything. Are the Lakers a place that will shield him from that, or will LeBron, at times, if he goes there, send barbs and throw him under the bus? We'll get a perspective from Tracy. Looking forward to that conversation. Mark Medina covered the Lakers for a good decade here in Los Angeles, now covers the Warriors for the San Jose Mercury News. Perfect guy for today. He'll be on an hour from now. We'll get his take on the latest rumors about the oversensitivity of Kevin Durant. Now we've heard from Bill Simmons that Steph Curry came back from China early to try to recruit KD, and KD, in all his graciousness, waited until Steph was about, and you know, 11 hours into that 12-hour flight, flying directly to Kevin Durant to release the news he was leaving the Warriors. Why that jealousy exists, where it comes from, Medina will give us a perspective. I'll certainly give you my perspective in that hour. And unless there's Kawhi Leonard news, and there may be, and if Kawhi makes his decision, if he announces Lakers or Raptors or Clippers and shocks the world and goes somewhere else, which seems unlikely, but it's Kawhi Leonard, who knows. Short of a decision, I'm just going to rip into Major League Baseball. I'm just going to go after him at 2 o'clock Eastern, 11 Pacific time, for being so remarkably behind the times and promoting massive talent that wants to be part of what is supposed to be their showcase event. Shohei Ohtani, to me, potentially the most transcendent baseball player in a generation in terms of being able to rise from an interest level beyond his own market. And I think if marketed properly, and if he's healthy, could capture you, me, everybody's attention, regardless of what's going on in the world. And Robert Manfred and all his Mensa would-be wisdom doesn't even extend an invitation to this guy to be in the Home Run Derby. We'll do that in a couple hours. Pat Forty will be on in the final hour. But of course, we start with this Kawhi watch. I was trying to, in full disclosure, I don't know where Kawhi Leonard's going to go. Neither does anyone else, be that Jalen Rose with his sources or Chris Carter with his supposed information. There are pieces that will leak out. There's levels of confidence that the teams that have made their pitches to Kawhi are feeling that will get out to people. I know for a fact, and I've known this for a week exactly now, that the Lakers thought then and think now that they're very likely to land Kawhi Leonard. But again, people that are pretty straightforward have changed their minds or misled teams in the past. Kawhi's not straightforward. And he's trying to figure out, navigate what he wants to be and what he wants to do. I don't know what is motivating to Kawhi Leonard. You know, a lot of people talk about the idea that when you go to L.A., you go Hollywood. I'm the least, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you can see this for yourself. I'm the least Hollywood person on the face of the earth, but that's the joke with my friends and family in the Midwest. But really, in a lot of ways, for actually famous people, people like Kawhi Leonard, going Hollywood can actually mean, does mean, in Los Angeles, California, you can go to the grocery store as a famous person and get groceries without being mobbed. You can sit out at Uncle Bill's Pancake House in Manhattan Beach, California, and enjoy some food without people losing their minds. That's not true in Toronto, Canada. And as much as I thought it was incredibly cool to watch yesterday, and incredibly moving, and a true emotionally visceral, actual connection between that country, not just Toronto, that country, and Kawhi Leonard, the adulation, the cameras following his car, the crowds, the idea that Kawhi is this walking basketball deity, that would be appealing to a lot of basketball players. LeBron James would eat that up. Kevin Durant would like himself for at least 120 seconds, which is the most time, as best we can understand, in the last 2 or 3 years. Kawhi Leonard's a different kind of character. Kawhi likes to be under the radar. He doesn't like to talk. He's not interested, as best, again, we can glean from the mystery that is this dude. He doesn't want to be in the spotlight. And so I would imagine, and again, guesswork here, educated guesswork, Kawhi Leonard almost certainly looks at Los Angeles, California, not just a place he's from, but a place he can, as much as he can anywhere in this country and or Canada, can blend in. He's never going to have a normal life, but he can have a more normal life in Los Angeles than anywhere else. He does not want to be recognized. He does not want to talk to you. He does not want to, if you see him on the street, have a conversation about how much you love his game. He just doesn't. Some of these athletes, some of these actors, some of these celebrities that are out there, including sports media, love it and pretend they don't. That's not Kawhi. And so the ability to blend in the city of LA, I think, is appealing to him. And then there's the LeBron factor. LeBron James, and this is a thing that puts off and turns away so many athletes that LeBron has played with. I think I said when I filled in for Jim a couple days ago, guys don't like LeBron James, and that's not accurate. And I apologize, I misled you. I didn't give that reality the proper amount of nuance. Guys like LeBron, they just don't like being around LeBron. Guys respect LeBron, they just don't want to be a part of his orbit, a part of his world, because he sucks every ounce of the oxygen out of the room. And NBA players, like a lot of successful people, but in this case, successful people with money who got it when they were young, who are surrounded by sycophants and have learned to sort of love the light and the lifestyle of fame, they don't like being treated like second-class citizens, and everyone is compared to LeBron James, but Kawhi Leonard might love it. There are things about playing with LeBron that I'm sure Kawhi and the people around Kawhi are weighing. Will LeBron throw Kawhi Leonard under the bus if Kawhi starts to load manage on the same days that LeBron James is going to load manage? If Kawhi wants to sit out here and there, which he's going to need to do, and the reports suggest, hugely important, where can Kawhi Leonard go and play the number of games that his body tells him he should be playing, his medical staff tells him he should be playing? As a knock against Los Angeles, if LeBron James starts exerting pressure internally, externally, in that Lakers organization, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I'm not feeling really confident that Frank Vogel, with Jason Kidd sharpening knives behind his back to shove in that back, is going to be like, you know, Kawhi, don't worry about it. You sit out. LeBron sits out. Random game in Utah against the Jazz in January. It's fine. That's a concern for Kawhi Leonard. If he goes to the Lakers, and again, the Lakers believe that's the direction things are leaning, the most important thing for him, this idea, would he want to be the third wheel? Would he want to share the spotlight? He doesn't like the spotlight. He wants to win basketball games. So many guys, LeBron included, say they want to win basketball games. But if for LeBron James, winning championships were the only thing that shaped his decision-making, he wouldn't be a Laker right now. He'd be a member of the Jazz, or he'd be in Philly or somewhere else, which is fine. You do you. The landscape is different now. The Lakers are an actual powerhouse to be. Now, LeBron helped create that, but he also squandered a year of championship aspirations to do it. No, Kawhi, the Lakers make sense for Kawhi Leonard, except in the sense that it is a cultural dystopia for anyone who cares about being managed properly. Kawhi Leonard went through that with the Spurs. They didn't trust him. They want him to play. They disparaged his reputation. And that was supposedly an incredibly well-run place. The Lakers make the most sense for Kawhi Leonard, for what he wants. He wants championships. He wants to be, as best we understand it, considered as great as he can in the history of the game, but his notion of greatness isn't the same thing, isn't the same way that a Michael Jordan and an acolyte of Jordan's like LeBron James, someone who looks up to Jordan, see it. It's not, I want to be the face. I want to be in Space Jam. I want to be in commercials. How can I raise my Q rating? No. What Kawhi wants is to put as many of those rings on his finger as possible. He is obsessed with winning basketball games in a way that people will tell you is almost bizarre. And the story that came out during the finals, Boardman gets paid, buckets, his monosyllabic smack-talking, gives some insight into a guy who only cares truly about winning basketball games.
Prepare for summer road trips. Before you head out, visit O'Reilly Auto Parts. Simple preventative maintenance before you hit the road will ensure a safe journey during the summer months ahead. O'Reilly Auto Parts, better parts, better prices every day.
As I've said before, if you've heard this before, forgive me for being repetitive, but Jim Rome, just sitting in this chair, looking around at the guys, seeing Rome's name on the wall. Very cool moment for me. Listened to Jim Rome when I was in Iowa, was a clone. Listened to Jim Rome, was telling the guys in Kansas City when CBS Sports Radio first launched. And over the course of my career as a writer, as a columnist, radio host, TV guy, sort of as my career went in that direction, at every step, being on this show as a guest, being on the TV show, were big moments that moved my career forward. And so to be sitting here, hanging out, it's a very, very cool thing. And now we're doing that, waiting on Kawhi Leonard to decide where he wants to play. And I just loathe the idea of him being a Los Angeles Laker. I hate it with a burning and absolute passion because of what it will do to the NBA and the way that it will sabotage. It will undercut so many organizations that have been building a winner the right way. Utah, New Orleans, and Atlanta down the line. Philly, I think even the Celtics, certainly Milwaukee up in Portland. I love the things that GM, Neil O'Shea, has done this year to add some depth around that Lillard-McCollum team. Denver, a lot of teams I'm forgetting. None of it matters. All of it is for naught if Kawhi Leonard becomes a Los Angeles Laker. And I know there's this hope for idea and wish. Well, who are you going to surround him with? It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. Kawhi Leonard, LeBron James, and Anthony Davis are a much better combo, a much better force than what we saw from the Warriors. That team defensively, offensively, every single way you want to chop it up, they are, if healthy, I think quite literally unbeatable. You throw in Kyle Kuzma. And yet, there's still hope that today, when Kawhi makes his decision, that it'll be the Raptors. And they have a compelling case to sell. This is a place that was the opposite of the Spurs. The Spurs questioned Kawhi Leonard's integrity, suggested pretty publicly that he wasn't healthy, or that he was healthy, excuse me, even though he wouldn't play. People like me, I went on the radio, completely erroneous, say I was wrong, I got it wrong, and questioned Kawhi because couldn't be the Spurs were wrong. Couldn't be Greg Popovich in this era of excellence for San Antonio, this dynasty that's lasted two decades, were mishandling this superstar. But it was. We saw in the NBA Finals Kawhi Leonard physically hurting, limping, gutting it through the pain. And he load managed himself. The Raptors let him play fewer games than most teams would. He'll need more of that in the years ahead, not less. We get older, as I can attest to, not younger, as time goes on. And the Raptors brought him in and were the antithesis of everything that San Antonio represented to Kawhi at the end. Remember, Greg Popovich this past year to reporters said, Kawhi Leonard's not a leader. Tell that to those Raptors who broke into laughter when at their championship parade, Kawhi did his own mockery of his own laugh. Ha ha! Ha ha! Ha ha! They love this guy. And he leads in a different way than a LeBron James. And I think LeBron's actually an interesting leader in the sense that doesn't matter if you like a guy or he's a little ham-fisted in his approach to leadership. If you're going into a fight and he's the toughest guy on the block, you're going to be happy to be walking behind him. But LeBron talks too much and plays with weird little passive-aggressive games and, like Kevin Durant, feels all the feels sometimes. And if he cuts you out, if he puts you out in the cold, you're dead to him. Kawhi's a different kind of animal. He's quiet. He doesn't care about playing games with you. He's not doing that mean girls high school drama garbage. He just goes out. It's interesting how Kawhi Leonard lives every cliche that people pretend are true for them. He just goes out and does his job. He grinds it out. He leads by example. And in Toronto, clearly he found an organization that treated him with the respect and the dignity he deserved, and the result was a championship. Pascal Siakam's a really nice player, going to be a great player in the years ahead. Although I do wonder how much there was a Kawhi effect for him in the same way we've seen players have the LeBron effect. Kyle Lowry was awesome when they need him to be at stretches in the postseason. And that wasn't true in postseasons before that. Kyle Lowry went from being the most unreliable all-star we've seen in the postseason in a very long time, to a critical part of the reason the Raptors won an NBA championship. Fred VanVleet became Mr. Defense and Mr. Shotmaker. And each of those guys, Marc Gasol, guys I'm not mentioning, deserve the credit. But it doesn't mean that Kawhi Leonard wasn't the catalyst. Kawhi was the reason. He's the reason they were this good and they were this excellent. So the appeal for me, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, isn't this group of players. If he can make those guys champions, if he can be... Because winning an NBA championship is alchemy. You think you kind of maybe know the ingredients, but you usually don't. And it's very rare when an athlete rolls around who is so remarkable and so special that if you put him on your team, you are an actual NBA championship contender. Not I hope, not I think, not maybe. You can win an NBA championship. LeBron is one of those guys. Kawhi is one of those guys. Kobe Bryant was one of those guys. I would challenge you to find, outside of LeBron and Kawhi, another one of those guys playing in the NBA right now. It's not Giannis, not yet. It's not. It's not Harden. It's never going to be Chris Paul, ever. It's not Jimmy Butler. Love Steph Curry. I love everything about him. Good human being, good dude, worked hard, exciting to watch. It ain't Steph. Steph misses those shots. Steph missed a huge shot, a good look, to extend that series. It's not Kevin Durant. KD couldn't get done in Oklahoma City. Kawhi is that rare thing. And for that, for the only two guys in the NBA who are sure thing NBA caliber makers, where the ingredients don't matter, they are the only ingredient. You just drop them in and you're good to go, or close to good to be on the same team. As much as I hate it, I think it's utterly appealing to Kawhi Leonard. I think he wants to win. And unlike Anthony Davis, who forced his way out of New Orleans in one of, for me, the most obnoxious of moments and moves, Kawhi is a free agent. He forced him out of San Antonio, but it's his world now. He can do whatever he wants. The poll for Toronto is simply going to be, I can trust you. I've seen how you treated me. You did it with dignity. You treated me like a man. You treated me like an adult. That Greg Popovich arrogance that we all kind of laughed at when he went after the media. Remember that? Like, and I've been on the receiving end of that. I like Pop. Pop's an all-timer. I'll say this. Pop's an all-timer, and I respect the hell out of him. But that old Popovich picking on reporters during halftime and in-game and all those things, I remember saying to people, that's a guy who's, he's liking too much the character. And Bill Parcells said this, people tell you who they are, listen. Popovich told us his ego and that idea of him being Mr. Tough Guy, wannabe Santa Claus, had gone to his head. He told us that. We just didn't care until it applied to Kawhi Leonard. So I do think Kawhi has an understanding from that experience that he wants to be at a place where he can trust the people around him. From Kawhi's perspective, if I'm Kawhi Leonard, I'm awesome. I'm a Kawhi champion. You put me somewhere, I'm the man. Can I trust you? He knows he can trust the Raptors. He doesn't know if he can trust the Lakers, and he wants to go to L.A. And that is what we're waiting for. Trust versus the pull of all the things. Anonymity, excellence. He's from here. The weather. He likes to fish and surf. That's what's in competition as we wait. Tracy Murray joins me now on the program. Tracy, thanks for being here. Happy holiday, man.
Thank you. Happy holiday to you, too. Thanks for having me on.
Appreciate you very much. So I know that nobody knows where Kawhi is going. Although, if you do know, by all means, correct me and break the news here. But short of that, best guess, do you have a, when the news comes, is there an answer you're kind of expecting to hear from Kawhi Leonard on where he wants to be playing next season?
Absolutely not. Well, Kawhi is one of the hardest guys to read. And what it comes down to is what's going to make Kawhi Leonard happy. Because he's going to get money. And once you get over $100 million, it's all the same. So he's going to get that from three organizations. So what it really comes down to is what makes him happy. Is it his family? Is it the location? Is it his teammates? Is it the medical staff he deals with? Is it a place where he has the luxury of taking a few games off? It really depends on what he wants. That's what it really comes down to.
Tracy Murray on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder filling in. Tracy, you were a part of that Lakers organization. I know that it's a different situation now. It's a different GM. Obviously, Jim Buss is gone, and Jeannie has really exerted her control. But the culture of the Lakers has been fairly consistent for a long time. Do you have a sense of if Kawhi Leonard comes in and says respectfully as part of this pitch, if I come to the Lakers, I want my own medical person, and I want to dictate when I don't play, regardless of the other noise, circumstances, pressures on the coaching staff in the front office. Do you have a sense of how the Lakers would respond to that request?
I don't know how they would respond, but if they want, you know, a guy that's, you know, that comes alive, especially in the playoffs, and he needs a few games off to make sure he can do that, why not? I mean, what he's done, not only with the Spurs organization, but what he really did with this Toronto organization was incredible. He didn't really have another guy with him. He had a bunch of role players. And Kyle Lowry is an all-star, but he's an all-star in the Eastern Conference. And what I mean by that is, there's definitely no disrespect to Kyle, because I love Kyle. But you put him in the Western Conference, he's not an all-star. So he has a very, very good player with him, but not a superstar. And he won the championship with that. He had a lot of great role players, great experienced guys, but not that one guy where he can take a couple of plays off and the other guy can take over. He didn't have that guy.
Tracy Murray, I know that if Kawhi becomes a Laker, there's still a lot of that roster to fill out. We know Jared Dudley has joined the organization. We know AD and LeBron and Kawhi would be that big three trio if Kawhi Leonard decides to don the purple and gold. Kyle Kuzma's a really nice player. So as best you can sort of prognosticate with incomplete information, we don't know the entire roster, how many games is a Lakers team with Kawhi Leonard, Anthony Davis, and LeBron James conceivably win? What is the level of dominance that they could rise to in a first year together?
Warrior dominance. I mean, they can rise to that. You have guys that can get 80, 90 points between the three of them. And I'm not just talking about scoring the basketball. I'm talking assists as well. You know, it might be more than that. I might be computing it wrong. But these guys can be responsible for so many opportunities offensively. And then you look on the defensive side of the ball, those guys can play D as well. You know, Kawhi's a lockdown defender. It's going to make LeBron's defense better because, you know, he's a good defender, but he's an aging defender. Now you add Anthony Davis in the back there too, and he can move his feet. I mean, all you need is another guard defender to guard point guards, and then all you need is a couple more shooters, and you're looking at a championship-type team.
I got to tell you, Tracy, I live in L.A. I have friends in that Lakers organization. I really like and respect on a personal level, just as the human being that Jeannie Buss is. And so I'm the furthest thing from a Lakers hater, and yet what you just described is 100% right, and I hate it because of how many other interesting teams I think are out there if it's not another Warriors-level foregone conclusion. For you, a guy that is the color analyst for UCLA Sports Network, who worked for the Lakers, who's in this town, what do you make of the notion that that trio would be good or bad for the NBA, just in terms of beyond what's best for the Lakers? Do you like the idea, or like me, are you hoping he announces Raptors or Clippers or anywhere else?
Well, I'm old school. You know, I'm used to the stars staying home and you build a good team around the stars. You know, those old Celtic and Laker teams, they did it through the draft. They didn't really do it through guys who are free agents and say, I want to come play with Magic or I want to come play with Bird. You didn't see Magic and Bird teaming up. So I'm kind of old school when you look at that. But in this new era of basketball where people are teaming up, you know, you're going to have a couple of teams that will challenge them still, you know. And I think the excitement will be in the playoffs when you see people knocking each other off and then you finally get the matchups that you want and you see how they play against that matchup in a seven-game series. That's when it gets really exciting.
Former NBA player, former Los Angeles Laker assistant coach Tracy Murray here on the show. Tracy, we haven't hit this very much, and I want to dive into it more next week, but I want to ask you while you're on the phone here, while we're visiting with you on the Jim Rome Show. I have not heard a lot of what I think is the appropriate criticism toward that Spurs organization. There was a standoff between Kawhi and Greg Popovich and R.C. Buford and the Spurs, and there was some disparagements directed toward Kawhi Leonard and Greg Pop, and Pop's amazing, but including Popovich saying he wasn't a leader. And you fast forward to what we know now, Obviously, Kawhi Leonard is a leader. Obviously, as you said, he can carry a group of guys who do not have stars to a championship. From my perspective, from my eye, he was playing through some wear and tear in that finals. He was gutting it out. He wasn't a guy who was mailing it in. Should there be a reevaluation of how we view Popovich or the Spurs in their handling of letting one of the great players, maybe of all time, not just leave the organization, but leave under such a cloud when clearly they did not manage that properly looking back?
Well, I mean, what Pop probably thought of a leader at that time, maybe Kawhi didn't fit that in his eyes. And maybe that was all the motivation Kawhi needed to be that guy. You know, you never know what the situation was down there. I don't know what happened with them behind closed doors. All I know is that Kawhi wasn't happy there no longer, and there was nothing that they can do, say, or anything to motivate him to stay. So once that happens, you're going to have people that are a little upset on both sides. So at the end of the day, the Spurs have to, you know, reevaluate their own talent and try to make a move on getting players in there and make a move back to the deep runs in the playoffs. And Kawhi just have to keep them in his rear view, don't think about him anymore, and keep doing what he's doing.
Tracy, I haven't brought up the Clippers to you because there's a sense that he's not going to be a Clipper. Vegas doesn't think he's going to be a Clipper, but you said it, I've said it, everyone said it. Anyone who says they know what Kawhi Leonard is going to do is lying to whoever they're speaking to. So if Kawhi Leonard surprises me and surprises some of us and chooses the Clippers to be the team he wants to play for, comes to L.A., but not part of that Lakers organization, what level of excellence do you think they achieve next year with one superstar in Kawhi and a lot of really nice players, but like in Toronto, there's not a number two that I can see on that roster at a superstar level?
I think they're a very good team, an energetic team. They really hang their hat on the defensive end of the ball. They have a couple of guys that can put points on the board, especially in a two-man game with Lou Williams and a couple other guys on the team. But you add Kawhi, I think that deal with Kawhi going to the Clippers was if Durant went with him. And I think with Durant going to Brooklyn, that kind of messed up the Clippers deal with Kawhi. That's just my opinion. But as I say again, you don't know what Kawhi is thinking. You don't know what's going to make him happy. It would be crazy to see him land with the Clippers with that talent that they have there. They would definitely make a deep run in the playoffs because I like how hard they play. And they play with passion, and they, especially on the defensive end, they play with a chip on their shoulder. And you add a Kawhi Leonard to that team, they're dangerous. You know, now if you had added a Kawhi Leonard and a Kevin Durant, now you would say maybe championship team. But he still would need one more guy.
Tracy Murray on the Jim Rome Show. Bill Ryder, that's me filling in. Tracy, with your connection to the Lakers and UCLA, I want to ask you about a guy who I really like when he can stay healthy. And he's gotten, I think, some scrutiny that goes obviously beyond basketball because of some of the off-court stuff with his dad. But Lonzo Ball now gets the opportunity to see what he can be, a refresh in New Orleans. He has not shown an ability to be healthy for 82 games. Let's just say that he can find a way to stay healthy. What is his upside as a basketball player, that organization, in the NBA?
Well, he has a lot of room to grow, and that's what people fail to realize with Lonzo. He's a very good player. He can make others around him better. He's a great distributor. He sets the plate for most of his teammates. If you run the floor, you're going to get the ball. He's extremely unselfish. I think he's a very good piece to a puzzle. And I think if he can stay healthy, get in the weight room and build his body up for that 82 games, and he can stay healthy, he can really help that young Pelican team be successful. You know, I think they're going to be entertaining this year watching them grow. But if he can stay healthy and you pair him in the backcourt with Drew Holiday, I mean, two Bruins in the black backcourt, I mean, that's something to look at right there. Drew can be a distributor and he can be a scorer. Everybody knows Lonzo can improve his shot form and shot making and stuff like that. I think, you know, if he continues to build his body and get in the weight room, he'll finish around the basket a little bit. But I think he needs to go to the basket with the mentality to dunk the ball. If he does that, then he'll finish better. But I'll tell you, he's got a huge upside.
I like him as a player, Tracy Murray.
So do I.
I do. I'm with you. And he's not going to be the best or second best player on a championship team, but he can be a really nice, I think, piece of a very good basketball team. Last question for you, Tracy, and appreciate the time. David Griffin had said before he became the GM with New Orleans, he thought Brandon Ingram could be a superstar and was still figuring out his body, growing into his game. He referenced Victor Oladipo by way of comparison, a more athletic version of that in terms of growth year to year. What do you think about Brandon Ingram as a future potential multi-time all-star or not? Do you buy that upside for Brandon?
I really don't know. It depends on if he can stay healthy as well, because his body frame is not built to take 82 hard games plus playoffs. But he's a talent. You know, he can score the basketball. For a stretch with the Lakers, he was playing extremely well. So, I mean, I don't know what type of opportunity he's going to get with that team, with the Pelicans, because you got Zion, you got Zoe, you got Holiday, you got him. You got a lot of pieces down there that's hungry, and they're all looking to step into the light and do something. You know, that chemistry down there is going to take some work. So I think he's a very, very good piece. If he can continue to build his body up and continue to improve his skill set, then he'll be a very good player.
Tracy Murray.
He's got to stay healthy.
Yeah, both those guys. You're right. Tracy Murray on Twitter at Real Tracy Murray. Tracy, love the conversation. Appreciate the time. Happy holiday weekend to you. Thanks for hanging out here on the Jim Rome Show.
Thank you for having me on. Take care. Happy holidays.
You too. Appreciate you.
Good night.